accidentally gained like 40 pounds last year. I went shopping though, because I decided I wanted to try and look nice, and I went shopping, and because now I finally have a little bit of money and I've put some weight on, and I figured, whatever, I'll, you know, there's a point where you decide I'm not gonna diet anymore, I'm just gonna buy clothes for this. So I go into Soho, into a skinny white girl store in Soho, like really skinny attitude. She looked like an avatar, like everything. And when she saw me, she looked me up and down, which I hate. And then she said, "Can I help you?" Like she wasn't sure she could. Like maybe I was looking for a meatball kiosk and I accidentally wandered into this fancy t-shirt store on Prince Street. And I don't want a lot. I knew what I wanted. I'm a very self-assured woman. I said, I just want something where I can pull the bra out of the sleeve. I need to sleep in it. I need to wake up. I need to get the bra back on without taking the shirt / nightie off. It'd be nice if it was flame retardant and gravy resistant, but that's not a deal breaker. With the same douchey attitude, she's like, "Oh, we don't have that." I was like, "Oh, you don't? You might want to look for it. You work here, peasant." That's what I think, because my mother told me that back in, because she was really tan too, back in the day, you know, you're tan and really super skinny, you're a field worker. I mean, I look a little tan right now because I'm wearing like tan wipes, like I put, but this isn't real. I can wash, scrub this off, and I'm alabaster. Yeah, go to a museum. You see, my body is the regal one that's got pugs sitting all over it, just eating grapes. They make me feel bad about myself. So I called my friend Linda, who's a woman of color. She's wonderful. And Linda said, "Why do you do this to yourself? I told you, these clothes don't own you. You own the clothes. Get out of these skinny white girl stores and go uptown to 126th Street, which is Harlem, for those of you who don't know." And I went into, had the best experience of my whole life. I went into the Confident Black Girl store. And I learned a lot. For example, if you can get it on, it fits. And they took me into the room, and they will literally send the bitch into the dressing room with you. They had me like this. I'd never been in a dressing room like this. They had me like this with a knee in my back going, "Suck it in, girl, suck it in." I was like, "I'm a white lady. I don't struggle like this. I don't know how to do this." They had a woman on the premises that was she helped with foundation garments. And she was an older woman, and she had all Jesus posters and stuff in her little nook. And she said, "Come in here." She said, "That bra doesn't fit right. It's like a 38 double D, and that's big." She goes, "Let me fit you." Well, the way she fit me was she just kind of like hugged me, which was odd, but okay, you know, whatever. You know, it's nice to be touched. And then she said, came back with this bra, no lie. She goes, "Here, it was a 40F. F, like Frank." And I said, "This is really big." Like, I put my head in it, by the way. So I said, "It's really big." She goes, "Don't worry." And she had me lean over and she put the bra on. Like, she's pulling and pushing and shoving, and there's another one in the back. They're doing stuff. I stood up. I was like, "My God, am I wrong or is my waist smaller?" She goes, "I put it in the bra." I just love that. I gave her, the Confident Black Lady, the same criteria I gave the avatar. And she said, without even blinking, "You want it in snake or leopard."
Catch Lynn Coplett's Hormonal Beast, only on Netflix. Catch Lynn Coplett's Hormonal Beast, only on Netflix. Catch Lynn Coplitz, Hormonal Beast, only on Netflix.